views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another beautiful week of Angels and Answers. And you're with Artie and Arthur and Art and Mr. Hoffman. Artie Hoffman, we're all here in studio. And I actually have the pleasure of being here in Rhode Island in the studio. And I'm really excited to be here. And I'm really sorry that my partner Sky isn't here today. She's under the weather. And hello, Sky, if you're listening, we miss you. And actually, she was almost going to make it out here also, but she wasn't able to make it. And that's okay. So everyone, please send your healing energy, your Reiki energy, your love to Sky. Hopefully she will get better super, super soon with all that positive, loving energy that you could generate and send it off to Sky. And my wife is a little under the weather, so send it off to her also. Her name is Charity, Charity Hoffman. So why not send all the love around? But I'll tell you something. If you believe in miracles, I certainly do. I mean, I believe in miracles, and hopefully you do. Because as the days have been going on, literally, probably over the last few weeks to a month, I've been noticing more and more beautiful things happening in my life. Just recently, only because I've literally been giving it up to the universe. And I know it sounds cliche, give it up and let God have, you know, take over, but it's really true. You know, let go and let God. I don't know why when I first heard that expression, I wasn't a big fan of that expression. It just, I don't know. I just don't, for whatever reason, it didn't resonate with me. But it's true. When I let go of my worries and my fears, things, magic just starts to happen. And magic happens around me all the time. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. Now, I wanted to be here in studio by 5 o'clock, and I left New Jersey at 12. And I purposely left with extra time because in case of traffic or whatnot. And we had to stop by a couple of times, stop by a couple of places on the way up here. And then we all of a sudden hit this traffic. And my whole attitude was, you want to know something? I'm not going to worry about it. If I get there on time, I get there on time. And if not, they'll just call me up on my cell phone and I'll start doing the show by cell phone if I can't do it in studio. And so thank God my wife came along with me because I was dead tired and I was struggling to stay awake. And so I said, I need some food in my system. So we went to, you know, off this exit, and like there was traffic up to Gazul once we got off the exit. It was rush hour because in Greenwich, Connecticut, because school was letting out. And so I said, well, God, this is taking a lot longer than I thought, because here I am planning a lot of extra time. And like when I tell you the traffic was horrendous as soon as we got off the exit, it was unbelievable. Again, my attitude was, you know what? If I'm going to be here on time, I'm going to be here on time. And if not, then I'll do it by phone. So we go have a bite to eat and we're having it on the road. And I just was having a really hard time staying awake even after that, you know, because sometimes you get tired when you don't eat enough. You know, when if you're hungry, two things are going to happen. Number one, you're going to get sleepy, or number two, your emotions are going to be off the chart. And as my wife and her family would call it, hangry. A mixture of hunger and anger, you call it hangry. So talk about killing two birds with one stone. So, so anyway, so even after I ate, I felt good right away. And I felt like, all right, good. I can make this whole trip, you know, driving. And then shortly after, the food started to settling in my system. All of a sudden, I started getting tired again. And that happens a lot. You know, when you're eating, you tend to just get tired, get lazy, get all that. And sometimes it will energize you. And if I'm doing physical work, as soon as I eat, it will bring up my energy. But the thing with me is that when I'm working or if I'm doing a psychic party, once I have food in my system, all of a sudden my energy will go way up. Or for me, hot tea will bring me way up. Hot tea with apples. I love green apples. So when I have green apples and I have hot tea together, it definitely brings up my energy and I'm wide awake. And I found that out by accident because I was coming home one night from a party, and it was a late night party. And so I went to the Wawa to get a hot tea. And then all of a sudden I looked over and I saw the apples. I said, let me have an apple. And I noticed between having the apples and the tea, I was awake like I got 8 hours sleep. And it really does make a huge difference. But it's also a clinical fact that apples will wake up your system much stronger than coffee because apples have a natural sugar, have natural sugars in it, and it does. It boosts your energy. And, it doesn't last and last and last and last. I do have to stop, and refuel probably after another 45 minutes to an hour. But, but I found it to be a miracle because I said to my wife after, we went for a quick pee break right afterwards, I said, "Hon," I said, "you got to drive." I said, "I need to shut down." I'm the type of person that if I have a power nap just for like maybe 15, 20 minutes, that's all I need. I just need to go into that deep sleep for 15, 20 minutes. Boom. And as soon as I wake up, I'm good for the rest of the day. But if I don't, I will drag my butt throughout the rest of the day. And so that's what I did. So my wife was the trooper and just drove the rest of the way, which was about 100 miles, and just had to go straight up 95 north to get here. And we dealt with some traffic. But again, my whole attitude was, you know what? If we get here on time, we get here on time. If not, then we'll just do it by phone, at least just to start the show. And then lo and behold, the traffic opened up and then we were able to fly and we got here on time. And it was great. It was really, really cool. And so when I say let go, as soon as you stop worrying about a situation, all of a sudden things will start to open up for you. And the same thing with business, the same thing with love, same thing with anything. All you can do is the best that you can do under the circumstances. Now, you could stress out if you want, and be, oh, my God, I got to get there. Oh, my God, I got to do this. Oh, my God, I got to. And guess what? You got a nothing. I mean, literally, you got a nothing. Because once, when the situation is taking its course, you have to learn to ride with it. And so in the moment, see, I have a plan B. And my plan B was the cell phone. So the bottom line is when you have a plan B or a plan C that if this goes wrong or that goes wrong, you could just roll with it rather than just stressing out about it. And I wasn't worried about it. And I took my little nap in the car while she was driving and everything went smooth. And, I challenge a lot of people when they tell me, that they believe in God, but then in the next breath, they're telling me that they're always stressing or worrying. And I say to them, I said, for the people who do say that to me in regards to that, they do believe in God. Because I'll ask them, I said, "Do you believe in God?" And I go, "Yeah. Oh, my God. I believe in God." Not everyone believes in God, but, but the people I've asked, they say, "I believe in God." And in the next sentence, they go, "Oh, my God, I'm so stressed. I'm always worried. I have a hard time sleeping." I said, "You want to know something? I'm going to challenge you. You really don't believe in God. You really don't. You believe there is a God, but you don't believe in God. Because if you believed in God, then you would realize that everything's under control and that you wouldn't have to stress out as much." So for all of you who are ultra worried about people or circumstances that are out of your control, you're worried about your kids, you're worried about your parents, you're worried about your friend at work or they're in the hospital or this, all that worrying energy, all those super hyped up worried concerns and energy to that extreme, it doesn't do jack crap. If anything, it makes it worse. When things are out of your control, you just need to learn to set your prayers out there and call upon Archangel Michael or Archangel Raphael or Jesus or Moses or Mary or whoever you want to pray to, or the universe, you know, God himself, whoever you want to pray to, and just say thank you for sending all that beautiful energy to that person. Thank you for helping them making healthy choices. Thank you for blessing them with better energy so that their health could be better. But when you're putting all this worriedness on your kids, you're stressing them out. Because not only are they worried for themselves, but now they're worried about the fact that you're worried about them. And, you know, you want them to do good. And you don't want them to screw up or to make bad mistakes. But if they do, it's not the end of the world. That's how they, you know, that's how you learn. That's how they're going to learn, you know. And that goes for anybody or anything. You have to give people a little slack. Because if you're always micromanaging somebody constantly, it means you're not showing them trust. And you're not showing that. That you believe in them, that they're able to do things on their own. You know, now if somebody is taking advantage of your kindness or they're taking advantage of you giving them trust or giving them slack, then, you know, you do have to pull the reins, and this is where they have to learn to pay the consequences. But to say you're never going to do that again or that's never going to happen, that's not being realistic, or that's not, you're not giving them a chance to learn from their mistakes. But you don't reward people when they're screwing up either. So if they're consistently screwing up on you, whether it be your partner in life, in business or personal, whether it be your kids, whether it be your, you know, anybody, you know, it's very important that you learn to delegate responsibilities. Brian, how much more time do we have?
You got a minute.
Oh, we have a minute. Okay.
Well, it's time for a break, buddy.
Oh, it's time for a break? Well, we went from a minute to like zero. Not a problem. All right, everybody. Listen, you're with myself, Artie Hoffman. Sky is, she's got to get better. So if anybody wants a free mini reading from me, you can call in at 800-930-2819. So stick around because I'm going to be back right after this commercial break.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
We carry the light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I love that song, Vienna by Billy Joel. I love that song. You know, I turn a lot of people on to that song because a lot of times, you know, in today's times, not everybody, but a lot of people are into instant gratification, instant success. And, I tell people, it sounds like a joke, but it's actually real. It takes 10 years to be an overnight success. And, you know, the song Vienna by Billy Joel that we were just listening to, it means slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. And then the thing is, it's like everybody is in such a hurry. And then it says Vienna will wait for you, and Vienna represents your dreams. And I love listening to that song because, especially for the younger generation, they're so hungry to get there. And a lot of times, like especially for doing what I do, you know, it takes years to gain, you know, life experiences, wisdom. It's not like you're just born with it. But you have to have life experiences to understand. And if you notice, a lot of people who are ultra spiritual or ultra successful have taken a lot of hard blows in life, and not, you know, everything is handed on a silver platter. And we get seduced a lot of times by people's success, not realizing that they had to work really hard to get where they're at. Now, yes, there are a few exceptions to the rule where, you know, that 1% of 1% where it was, they were born into a very, you know, strong financial situation, you know, and, you know, everything's going hunky-dories, but it's a rarity. So you have to invest energy and time into yourself, into what you love in life, into what you love to do. And, you know, through the times of you doing, you know, whatever it is that you choose to do, you'll get better and better and better at it. And that's also what builds up your confidence. Before I speak more about that, I just wanted everyone to know that if you wanted to get a private reading from myself, and I don't mean calling into the radio station. If you want to call into the radio station now and speak with me now and get a free little mini reading, I'm more than happy to. It's 800-930-9930. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. If you want to get a private reading, an all-out private reading from myself, either in person or over the phone, I'm based out of New Jersey. But if you're somewhere else different in the country, if you're buying, I'm flying. That's my attitude. And so my number is 877-ANGEL-02, and my website is artiehoffman.com, and you could see the face behind the voice, artiehoffman.com. Now, I also do parties. I love doing Artie parties, and it's always pretty exciting when I do those parties because, like, after people, you know, are finished being read by me and they go to the room, like to the kitchen or the dining room area where all their other friends are as they're patiently waiting for me or impatiently, they go, what did he say? What did he say? What did he say? And everybody else wants to know everybody else's juice, like what's going on behind the scenes. And so it's pretty funny. Now, for my partner, Sky, if anybody wishes to, you know, get a very good, you know, an excellent reading, I can't, you know, say enough great things about Sky. She was born with the talent and she has, you know, 60 years experience, over 60 years experience. And her mediumship is really amazing. And, you know, I knew that like the minute I heard her voice, literally within a minute, I heard her voice over the phone, that I knew that she was extremely talented. And her talent is literally within 1% of the top 1 percentile. And her number is 908-500-1470. And she's, you know, she could also do phone readings besides in person. Very motherly, very fun type person, very nurturing type person. And, you know, she's very good. And we're both very good. We, you know, we make a good team. And so that's why, you know, we're together on the radio. So, but I feel very blessed to be put in this position. And it all happened, you know, unknown to me that I was going to be doing this for a living. Actually, to tell you the truth, I thought I would be doing stand-up comedy for a living, or that I would be a comedy actor. I really thought that's what I would be doing. What's that?
Oh, really?
Oh.
now I figured I'd chime in.
Oh, I'm looking at Brian and I'm waiting for him to say something. I thought you had something.
No, you really wanted to be a comedian, huh?
Yeah, I did. I did stand-up comedy in my early 30s, in my late 20s, early 30s in New York. And half the time, I really stunk, I admit it, because, you know, you're feeling things out. And sometimes I was pretty good. But if I had the people laughing too hard, it actually threw me off. It threw off my timing.
Absolutely.
You know, and it was hard for me to stay in rhythm. And actually, I became a much better public speaker when I started getting more into my spirituality. Because, see, when you're a stand-up actor... When you're a stand-up comedian, you know, it's all about you when you're up on stage. You know, am I funny? Do I look good? Did I say this right? You know, you overanalyze everything. And I was thinking too much while I was up there, so it was hard for me to be my natural funny self there. Once in a while, I could, you know, if I was buzzed enough. But that's about what it would take. And... but then when I started talking about spirituality and I started giving information to the people, it became much easier for me to speak in front of a group of people because it was no longer about me. It was about myself just sharing all this beautiful information from what I've learned and from what information I gathered in my meditation. So I was very passionate and I am very passionate about what it is I'm saying. So it's not about me. So that's why I'm able to be, I could say it, I could comfortably say it, I'm a pretty damn good speaker in front of a crowd because I'm very passionate about what I speak about. And it's not about me. And I know that the people are there. Well, some people are there. They're excited to meet me if they've heard me on the radio seen me at certain events. You know, people... you know, enjoy, you know, just wanting to meet me. But it's more so for my information, I feel, more than anything else. And I realize that. And So I feel very privileged to be put in a position to share this beautiful information about life and about God and, you know, all these beautiful things. And so I'm very honored, and it does. It humbles me for me to be up there. And I could joke around while I'm up there because, you know, again, I could joke around. I'm the type of person that could bounce off of circumstances or bounce off of people or bounce off of situations, you know, because I see something and my wits kick in. You know, I grew up in a family who always had quick wits. And my wife, Charity, she also has quick wits. She could be pretty funny. So, but most of my friends are like that too, you know, because even though what I do is very much so on a serious note, I do throw a lot of humor in it to get my point across, and I'm very good with analogies. I like to use analogies and metaphors to get my point across, because when you want to get your thought across to somebody else, you have to be able to speak in their language so they could appreciate the point that you're trying to come across. So, Brian, how much time do we have?
It's 5:28. You got... 2 minutes.
You got 2 minutes. All right, you gotta throw me the finger 1 or 2 minutes, so then I could gauge myself, so I don't have to ask every 15 minutes. So like I was saying, it's I became a much better speaker once I start talking about God and life and spirituality, because again, it wasn't about me. It's about sharing this beautiful information, and then I get to, you know, be funny because I like to. Like I said, I like to. Throw a little shtick out there while I'm saying what I'm saying. So, again, if you're doing public speaking and you tend to be nervous, you have to stop thinking about yourself and think about why you are there, whether you're giving the best man speech, whether you're speaking in front of a crowd, whether it be students, whether it be your colleagues, but you want to be able to just share the information and just take all that energy off yourself and think about why you're there and just focus that you're sharing this beautiful information with the crowd. You want to better their lives. You want to help them feel better. You want them to see, you know, a healthy perspective. But right now I'm going to be going to a commercial break, and then I'm going to be reading a beautiful person all the way from New Jersey. So stick around, everybody, because I am going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right. Don't nobody but about me.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for hanging out. Right now, we have a very patient person waiting all the way from Trenton, New Jersey. Wow, that's the capital of New Jersey, Trenton. Hey, Mary, how's it going?
All right, Artie.
Show me that positive energy, Mary.
I'm trying. I'm trying real hard. Every day I try to put it out there, you know? My question is, how do you deal with people when they get a hold of your words and they change it to something that's not what you said? Because my communication skills isn't always the greatest. So how do I deal with these people who are just plain mean and angry?
Why even have to deal with those mean and angry people to begin with?
I try not to.
No, you don't. You know, the thing, no, that's just it. You don't have to try. You just don't.
I work with them.
When you work with them, then you need just to stay in your zone and just remember your purpose. All right. Don't allow yourself to become emotionally invested in these people's energy. And you need to stay. You have to create a healthy space and place for yourself within your own heart and soul. Do you understand? The important thing is that you love yourself. The important thing is that you create your own garden. You create your own world for what you want it to be. And then you just bring that wherever. Now, if you choose, it is your choice to work where you're working and the environment is very hostile, then you need just to stay within your own space and place, within inside yourself. And just remember the kind of good person that you are. And as hard as it is, try to show compassion to the people who are of a lesser energy than you. And I know it sounds very fairy tale, like what I just said to you, but it's very important that if you just look at somebody and watch them yell or scream or go nuts or whatever, act arrogant, just observe them in their own space and place, but don't be on their emotional stage, because then you're allowing them to ruin your waters or allowing them to ruin your garden that you've created. See, and that's what I mean by analogy and metaphor, what I was just talking about. This is what I use to get my point across, you know, but you can't change other people for the way they are, but you can change yourself on how you choose to deal with somebody. So if you already know what you're dealing with before you even go into their space, whether you're going home, whether you're going to work or visiting a friend or a relative, you know, you already know the kind of personality you're dealing with. So now you have to just emotionally prepare yourself to deal with that person and not take them so personally. But, you know, as Eleanor Roosevelt said, she said, nobody can make you feel like a victim without your consent. You know, but the thing is, what's the most important is that you love yourself and that you honor yourself. And as you keep on doing that, you're going to start attracting the kind of people that you want in your world. But if you keep on seeing yourself as a pawn on somebody else's chessboard, or if you see yourself as a victim, you know, in somebody else's world, then it's going to ruin your world. And then in your own world, you're going to view yourself as a victim, because how other people perceive you, you're actually becoming, because it's been taught to you all the time. It's been said to you. The important thing is that you don't buy into their story about you, or you don't buy into their perception about you. And they have a right to feel the way they want to feel, whether they love you, hate you, like you, or whatever. It's all their choice. But the most important thing is, how do you feel about yourself? And it's very important that you respect your own world, your own life. And for those people who don't give you that same kind of appreciation, love, and honor, then you, by all right, you have the right just to block them out of your life. But when you're in the work world, then just understand, just you literally have to protect yourself by almost like numbing yourself emotionally so that you're there and remember why you're there. You're there for a purpose. And in this case, your job is giving you your livelihood. Your job is giving you the money so that you could live. And if you started to look at the positiveness of your job, whether it be for the benefits or whether it be for the money that it provides you, then that's, you know, that's the best way that you could handle things, is to put yourself in that healthy perspective. Obviously, the other healthy thing to do is, which a lot of people are looking at the radio and say, well, why don't you just get another job? Why don't you just get another job? Now, I understand because of your age and because of your health circumstances, it's very difficult for you just to simply switch at this stage of the game. And a lot of people aren't going to hire people who are a little older, not even mention about the benefits. So a lot of people have what's known as golden handcuffs, which I mentioned many times before. And that's when you have, you know, a circumstance where you can't stand it, but yet you feel like you're stuck because there's just enough benefits there to keep you going. So, Mary, it's just a matter of your frame of mind that could bring up your energy. And I always said, start playing the bubbly music that you love to listen to. You want to ask, Pat, let me ask you, Pat, are we able to play my song?
Sure.
Hey, Mary, you want to know something? There's a song that I just wrote, and I'm going to disconnect from you now, okay? I have to disconnect from you. So, but I'm going to dedicate this song in this moment. I wrote this song, oh, God, maybe about 10 years ago. And while I was, believe it or not, I was cleaning somebody's windows, and while I was cleaning somebody's windows, this rhythm just came into my head. This sound came into my head, and these words just came out. And I finished writing the song later on that day. And it's a very inspirational song. I wrote the words, I wrote the music. Now, my friend Vaughn, who's very talented, he plays all the instruments, and he's the one who sang it for me. Now, the only thing is, he made it a little more country. So for all of you who don't like country music, I apologize in advance. It's a little more twangy than I wanted to, but it's still a really cool, upbeat love song, and I want to share this with you.
Love goes out to many, but my heart belongs to you. My love goes out to many, but my heart belongs to you. I love my friends and family. I love them, yes, I do. My love goes out to many, but my heart belongs to you. You know I love you. So strong and bold, you make me feel real good. My love for you grows more each day, and that's the way it should. My love goes out to many, but my heart belongs to you. I do 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 do. My friends and family. I
loving, yes I do. My love goes out to many, but my heart belongs to you. So good. I love your style, your pretty smile. I love it, yes I do. My love goes out to many, but my heart belongs to you. My love goes out to many, but my heart belongs to you.
Yeehaw! I hope all of you were really enjoying that song. Please call up to see. Let me know if you liked it or not. And hopefully some of you were dancing. You know, you're dancing if you're in the car, swerving from right lane to left, right lane to left, to put you in that good mood. So the interesting thing is that, you know, I get these inspirations of thoughts, of songs, of poetry that just will hit me out of left field. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night. My wife will go, what the hell are you doing? Where are you going? And I said, I just had a thought. I have to write it down. I'm the type of person, if I don't write something down right in the moment, you know, I think you would like to think that you'll remember it, but a lot of times you don't. So, you know, it's important to either keep a recorder or a notepad and a pen right near you, especially by your bedside or in your car, so you can write down all your thoughts that you want to remember. All right, everybody, we're going to go to a little commercial break. So stick around because I'm going to be right back real soon.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, right. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And you're with Angels and Answers, and I'm Artie Hoffman. And if anybody wishes to call in for a reading, feel free to call at 800-930-2819. And if you want to just listen in, that's fine, too. And if you want to tell me any of your spiritual stories, I'd love to hear about it. Also, you want to know something? I was getting very agitated while watching the news the other day. Now, I always preach to people, don't watch the news because it's filled with so much negativity. And this is one of the major reasons of what I'm about to tell you, why I don't listen to the news. I was listening to the news because I needed to find out what the weather was going to be about, because I had some work to do outside, outdoors, and I needed to know what the weather was going to be like. And I ended up getting all the regular bull crap news and the negative news and stuff. So what happened was they were advertising how the airports, how their security isn't nearly as strong as they should be. As a matter of fact, they were being tested at different airports, and most of them got a failing grade. And there were undercover agents that were, explosives on their body, plastic explosives, and they purposely taped them to their body and in certain other explosives and stuff in their bags, and they hit them, and like they said, with no exaggeration, 97% went through the security system. And I was so angry that granted, I should not be even saying this over there because, you don't know who's listening. But here they are. They're spreading all this bad news to let everybody know and all the bad people know that you can go through security and you could, take all, they'll find your water. They'll find your little liquids, perfume, and, all your innocent stuff. But all the major explosive, literally, they said 97% of the at this one airport, these people were able to go through, and these were undercover agents. And it's like, I can't believe that they're advertising this, because now all these bad people could, it's going to, cause them wanting to give it a try and to possibly, do harm to people on the planes or wherever. And so to publicly advertise that, you're a jackass. I'm just so angry that, that the news people, the media would allow something like that to happen. They're also stupid enough that when somebody is creating a pipe bomb, they literally tell you how a Joe Schmo off the street can make a pipe bombing to kill all these other people, which is pretty stupid. And then they were advertising when carjacking first started. They were explaining like what they do to, take advantage of the people to steal their cars, and they told them exactly how they do what. And it started an epidemic across the country where there was a lot more carjackings because the stupid media, and I have a lot more choice words for them, that were spreading all this bad news. Now, they'll keep the UFO stuff undercover. Like when UFOs are spotted or cool stuff like that, they won't share that. That's you're not allowed to, and there are pilots who have acknowledged, UFOs, ETs, and some of them did go public and they all lost their jobs. Again, it's all about control. But I was just so angry that, the media and these stupid news people were willing to share that, all this negativity that these people are allowed to get away with crap, and they show you exactly how they do it and what to do. And it's like, how arrogant. You're just so stupid. You're creating more havoc. And then at the end of their segment, they go, okay, we'll be back, with a smile. They say, okay, we'll be back and hope you have a great day. And how can I have a great day when you just told me that the world sucks and that these people are getting killed? And, put it this way, not that I'm not a compassionate, I am a very compassionate person to people and to the public. And as a matter of fact, you know, unfortunately, we couldn't accomplish our goal. But, you know, my wife and I, while we were driving up 95 North to get here to the studio, there was a lady in front of us who had a very low tire on one of her tires, and I wanted to be able to tell her. But because the cars were traveling at such a fast speed, we weren't able to really catch her to be able to let her know that she had something wrong with her tire, to put air in the tires. So hopefully she doesn't get stuck and that she finds out soon enough. And like I said, that just irritated the living hell out of me when I was seeing that about the news. And that's why I have a bone with the media about that. You know, again, and then they tell you about all the bad things that people do to other people and all the torment. And it's like, why? I mean, how is this going to benefit me by knowing that there was a 4-alarm fire, that 3 people got killed, that some guy out of a jealousy rage killed his wife or his girlfriend, or somebody tortured their kids? Like, why would you want to advertise? What purpose does that serve me to know that? You know, I could understand if there was an earthquake. You know, I could understand if there was something, you know, with the stock market or something happened, you know, that's really newsworthy of everyone needing to know. But to say stuff that is on a personal note with other people and it's all negativity. And I understand, you know, people, you know, love other people's dirty laundry, and dirty laundry meaning bad news. And that's what sells. And, you know, and it's stupid. It really is. And that's why, you know, when you have car accidents on the side, you know, with all this rubbernecking traffic, rubbernecking meaning the people who slow down to turn around to look at the accident because they want to see what happens. And it causes like a 5-mile backup in traffic because everyone's got to take a look and see what's going on. If you're not going to be there to help the person, then just keep on moving on. All right. Don't sit there and just slow down traffic just because you want to see how bad the accident was. Or as soon as there's a cop car with the lights on, they're not going to pull you over. They're already busy with the person who they're giving a ticket to, or somebody who just did a citation, or somebody who just got in an accident. You don't have to slow down with them. They're not allowed to even chase you. You could go by a cop 100 miles an hour who's already pulled somebody over, but they're not allowed to go after you because while they are with somebody else already. Also, if there is a policeman from another district, all right, and I'll pick New Jersey. So suppose you're in Union County and there's a Morris County cop driving in Union County. You could do with whatever you want in front of him. He can't do anything because he's only allowed to give you a ticket within his jurisdiction, you know. If it's a state trooper, you're screwed because they have the whole state. But if it's a county one, or, you know, a city bound one, then, you know, they can't do anything. They can only control what's within their, you know, within their realm of things. So, but like I said, so when I choose to watch TV, I usually like to watch comedies. And my poor wife, she has to watch all the rerun Seinfelds with me because that's my favorite show in the whole world. And I have to have a good laugh at night. So my favorites are King of Queens, Seinfeld, and I used to love watching The Odd Couple back in the day. That was also one of my favorites. Also love watching I Love Lucy. These are all the funny shows. 2 and a Half Men, another funny show that I love to watch. But like I said, when I go to sleep, if I'm watching something that's, you know, like an intense story or a detective story, or, you know, if I happen to catch some kind of glimpse of bad news or whatever, I have to fall asleep for myself personally to feel comfortable to something that's funny. That's just me. And if my wife needs to sleep, then I'll just go in the other room and watch TV just so I could. Even if I fall asleep in front of the TV, I need to watch something funny at the end of the day. And also one of my favorite game shows of all time is Family Feud. You know, Steve Harvey, he is so funny and so entertaining. I love watching it. And the people's, answers to all the questions. I mean, they're nonsensical. I mean, it does, but it's fun and it's funny. And the one show that makes me laugh out loud all the time is America's Funniest Video. That show to me is incredibly funny. Although I hate at the end when they pick out the funniest ones, they're never the funniest ones. I think whoever picks out the funniest videos at the end of the show should get fired or shot because they do a horrible, horrible job. But the show itself with all the funny videos is incredibly funny. So I highly recommend that. All right, everybody. Well, listen, stick around because we're going to have more good spiritual stuff right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.